Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. 9:59, heading at 10 o'clock here on ESPN 97.5. And now it's me and Del the rest of the way. And then we head you into the press box, then Josh, and then the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5. The place for you all day long. 97.5 and 92.5. If you're out west, 92.5 works just wonderful.
If I brought a Pac-Man machine in, would y'all play it?
I wasn't a big... I was more Galaga.
Galaga. Yeah, this doesn't have Galaga, but... So McCool, they had a... He's in town. They have a Pac-Man tabletop. Yeah. And when we were staying at his house for like a month, we would play on that. And so he's like giving it to us.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, yeah, he's going to sell his house. And
yeah, I think your kids will probably like it.
Yeah, but... Because that's what I need is more distractions since Snacks just had four zeros in Spanish like a week and a half ago. Mm. I need more things that can pull his attention off of school.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Obviously. He doesn't have enough with his phone. I mean,
Max doesn't have a phone. When he gets a phone, it's over. Mason doesn't have a phone. When they get a phone, it's a wrap. Alec has a phone, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
Kids with phones, it's over.
No, you have no control over them anymore. At the dinner, I'd be like, Frankie, give me the phone. Frankie, get off the phone. We're eating dinner together, okay? Get off the phone.
And you want to talk to your kids at dinner?
Yes, I want to talk to them. I want to see what they did, what their day was like.
They can't be saying anything that's not going to bore
better,
you,
they're
right?
They're much better now.
Yeah,
Much better now. I call Frankie, well, how was your day? And, you know, it's much more enjoyable to talk to her.
But back then, anything she said had to bore you to death.
Well, yeah. And no, it was like, why do you want to talk to me? Yeah.
But look.
Do I even know you? Who are you?
Even if she gave in and your kids are like, yeah, I really want to talk to you about your day. You'd be like, oh. Isn't there something on TV you can watch? Leave me alone.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to text my girlfriend right now. I'm Snapchatting, Dad. Okay, I don't need to talk to you.
I'm just saying, she'd probably let you off the hook because the things she would have had to talk to you about, you'd be like, what?
What?
What are you doing?
Who?
Well, I don't care.
Which? What girl? I swear to God, that whole thing about dads don't know their daughter's friends is dead on. Because, like, Dad... You don't remember? She stayed here for 2 weeks. I just can't remember her name.
It's just some girl eating my food. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's all. I know I fed her. That's all. But I don't have to know her name, do I? I mean.
She was alive when she left. That's all I have to worry about.
I swear to God, it is so true. She'd like bring, this one's coming over. That one's coming over. Like, oh, wow.
And she's talking to you like it might have been the most important thing in your world. So you, of course, knew who she was talking about.
And then you know me. I'd be like, Hey,
how's it going?
How are you?
Did you talk to Nina that way? Like no. She's a puppy?
No, I didn't talk to Nina like
she plays poker, so he had
Nina,
respect.
Yes.
Okay. Like she earned his respect.
I put some respect
but
on
But usually
Nina.
It's like, hey,
how are you?
How are we doing? How's your mom,
are you
Mary?
Are you enjoying your internship? Oh, good.
My favorite part, I asked someone, because,
you,
you know,
doing good? One, you of Frank, need anything?
One of Frankie's friends, Juby, who was here for a day, so I only got the one question in, because she left him almost immediately. He's like, did you notice how John talks to you? She's like, yeah, like I'm a puppy.
That's true. All right, so earlier in the show, we talked about Steve Smith and David Culley, and some of you may not have been here. Not everybody listens for 4 hours. I don't know why you don't listen for 4 hours, but that's on you. So you may not have been here and didn't hear this story. Steve Smith was on with Rich Eisen, and when Rich Eisen asked him about the Texans head coach, Steve Smith told this story about a time that David Culley was coaching him in the Pro Bowl.
Here's what happened. So I was a rookie. This is the year that the Rams lost to Tom Brady and New England Patriots.
Yes, sir.
They didn't come to the Pro Bowl. That was when the Pro Bowl was in Hawaii, and after the Super Bowl. He didn't come. So John Harbaugh said, hey, they're down a wide receiver. Go over there. You know how to catch punts. Mm-hmm. The punter, Todd Sollenbrook, was not always punctual with time. So he said, go over there. They need a body. Go run. I know Jermaine Lewis will be running some plays for the AFC, so go ahead. Go over there. Culley says, hey, hey, we're about to meet, so go ahead and go with back with the special teams. I said, well, the special teams coach, Coach Harbaugh, told me to come over here. Well, these are wide receivers. That's what he said. And I walked back over there, and he told me, he goes, oh. And so after that, it just kind of tells me. So the reason I say that is, to this day, Coach Cully will say, like you said, you're still holding that grudge. It's not holding a grudge. It's the fact I was a Pro Bowler. I was also, you were down a wide receiver. And the fact of the matter is, you scooted me along because you didn't believe I was a real wide receiver. So that tells me your eye for athleticism and talent is as good as Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder's eyes.
And anyway, that's how long ago now? 20 years ago?
2001 or something?
2001? Around 20 there. Years ago?
Now, Steve Smith spent time in Baltimore, so Cully, I believe, I don't know if they crossed paths in Baltimore as well. No, because Cully was only there for 2 years.
Yeah, Cully was in Kansas City when he was there, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
Now, Cully's got some, he's got some hits on his resume now. That Kansas City thing where he was the wide receiver coach and they didn't catch one touchdown that year.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
That's not something that's great. He coached Josh Allen and wasn't very good at it. When he left, Josh Allen got good, right?
Yeah, he was a quarterback coach from 17 to 18.
Yeah. So then he also coached Lamar Jackson, and they had the worst passing offense in the league.
He was their passing game coordinator. Yeah.
So there's some hits,
but he's a culture guy here, though, not a
that's exactly what he is.
Here.
I mean, I think, again, you have an a-hole as a coach, you get a nice guy, and the next guy's going to be a really, really nice guy, and that's what David Cully is. He wasn't all that nice to Steve Smith.
Apparently, okay. Not.
He's a, hey, well, I know, by the way, Steve Smith, you were a rookie. Hey, Rook, beat it. This is for wide receivers, not you.
But I am. I do play wide receiver.
Yeah, but you got here on special teams, not as a wide receiver.
But you're a wide receiver short.
Yeah, and we don't need. Listen, we got enough. Okay, so we're fine. We're fine over here, Rook. Beat it. David Culley's been in the league a lot longer than you have.
That's true. I want to see what Steve Smith's rookie numbers were at wide receiver. Yeah. He only had 10 catches. 10 catches, 20 targets. So, yes, certainly not the guy he became.
How did David Cully know you were going to be a borderline Hall of Fame wide receiver?
He couldn't tell the athleticism.
Right. Well, you had 10 catches. So, beat it, Rook. David Cully had no idea you were going to be a number one receiver.
But wouldn't in the Pro Bowl where it doesn't matter, not the guy... What is the meeting so serious that the rookie punt returner can't be part of it?
Yeah, right. And who is a wide receiver? Yeah, you need a wide receiver.
Yeah. Is it so? Is that meeting? Is that information you're giving all these Pro Bowlers so important that he can't take it in?
Yeah. But again, I'm not worried about what David Cully his coaching resume is, especially if he leaves Tim Kelly alone. If he leaves Lovie alone. Now he's an offensive guy, so Tim Kelly's the one that's going to have to worry about him. You know, he's going to come in there and meddle. These meddling kids are in here. We'll have to put Snoopy and Shaggy on him and get him, make sure that he doesn't meddle. Because Tim Kelly did a hell of a job.
Scooby and Shaggy.
What did I say?
Snoopy.
Snoop. Oh, yeah.
Are Scooby. You sure you're not like Shaggy and smoking weed?
Smoking. I could be. Okay. I might be. You don't know if I'm stoned
right
now.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
I don't know.
Questions.
I was with D Hop this morning.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
By the way, for those who didn't hear, if you saw on Sunday the ESPN Pro Bowl celebration, man, DeAndre Hopkins was on there. He was like...
Lifted?
I mean, he couldn't open his eyes. It was like, wow, dude. You don't have to be that obvious. You know, David Cully is... hopefully going to let people, and that's what, I guess that's his MO, is he lets people do their thing. So, and I think that's how he probably got the job because, well, he's a placeholder.
If he is actually in the role we're projecting him to be, where he's this culture guy, CEO type, what will be his responsibilities, really? if he's not going to game plan, he's going to check in on guys in meetings, see how things are going. But what will you think his real, outside of calling timeouts and going forward on fourth down, what during the week will he be doing?
What does John Harbaugh do?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, listen, you got to be a delegator, but I'm sure he'd be involved in the coaches' meetings and everything else. He's going to be, you know, he's going to make sure. Listen, that didn't work last week. We got to do something. You know what?
Yeah, because
this guy's talents. We got to do this and that and whatnot.
I'm not saying he won't. I'm just, since we're projecting this thing of him, well, he's a guy who's going to make sure the building's right and stuff because the good attitude motivator. The building is important. I just wonder, I don't want to put that all on him and act like he's not going to be doing any football stuff.
I would imagine he's absolutely going to. You know, but Bill O'Brien would come in. Well, he had like 40 jobs.
He had stuff to do.
He had all kinds of things to do because he wanted every job in the building. You know, he apparently came in on Fridays and was looking at the game plan and changing stuff up when they've been practicing. And they're like, what the? And this sucks. And let's face it, how much better was Tim Kelly when Bill O'Brien wasn't around anymore? I mean, you don't think, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure. Do you think Romeo was in there? Papa Romeo was in there saying, hey, Tim, we need to run this play. No. He let Tim Kelly pretty much run his offensive show. And it turned out pretty good. A lot better than the defensive specialist Romeo Crennel's defense did.
Mm-mm. Not good. Well, to be fair to the defensive specialist and Anthony Weaver, one of those guys had one of the best players in the game. The other guy had...
Oh, yeah, JJ. Mm. Yeah, JJ.
For a full season. Like I said, one of these guys had the best
player. Well,
JJ
was pretty good last year. Give it up to JJ. He was pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not an elite player like Deshaun's capable of being.
Well, he is.
Not anymore. He's not.
Well, he was one of the better defensive linemen in the league.
He is
not Deshaun level.
And also, he plays defensive end. He doesn't play a position that affects the game like Deshaun does. So, not only did Tim Kelly have a great player, he had him at the most important position in sports. JJ, even at his tops, went 2-14.
Yeah.
I don't think it's comparable, but I will say Anthony Weaver didn't do a good job.
Well, I think that's an understatement.
Texans offense, despite all the flaws, was far more talented than that defense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's an understatement. That Anthony Weaver didn't do a good job.
What? Well, I mean, you think you shouldn't have an Eric Murray on Davante Adams, but you don't have a galaxy brain like Anthony Weaver does. You don't understand things.
Tell us what galaxy brain means again.
It means you put a backup safety from the Browns on one of the best receivers in football and just see what happens.
Well,
that's galaxy brain stuff.
That's galaxy brain?
Yeah. Galaxy brain isn't confirmation or guarantee that'll work.
Oh, okay. So galaxy brain is just...
Hey, I'm going to do stuff outside the box. Outthink you.
That's galaxy brain.
Aaron Rodgers will never throw to Davante Adams. He's got to assume we have a trick up our sleeve if we're putting Eric Murray on top of him.
Yeah. Like, okay, what's up?
That's
I smell
galaxy
a rat
brain
here.
Stuff. Exactly.
I smell a rat. Justin Reed's on Tyreek Hill.
What?
I smell a rat here. They got some kind of tricky.
Or not. Because the thought is the quarterbacks, they can't be this stupid. There's something going on. Could be this stupid.
Remember that Titan game? I smell a rat. There's nobody covering any of these gunners out there.
Yeah.
That would lead to an easy pass for us to complete this pass for an easy first down. I think the Texans have some trick up their special team sleeve.
No.
Oh, no. They just are literally leaving them wide open for us to.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can get a first down.
Look, cool. Galaxy brain stuff, we're not going to beat you. We're going to allow your self-doubt to beat you. And that's what the Texans tried. Unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers pretty damn confident. Didn't work out.
Aaron Rodgers kind of knew what he was doing. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell.
And I'm Kevin Hart.
And we're both on the new Audible.
You know, the new Audible has Audible originals, right?
And now podcasts, too.
Man, from Shakespeare to The Sandman, Audible has endless content by the greatest minds who ever lived. all in one place.
Are you including us in that statement?
Obviously.
I'm into that.
Check out my new Audible original.
And my new podcast, plus so much more. Download the Audible app to get started.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Some fuel system cleaner could help. It cleans your entire fuel system to help improve your fuel economy. Right now, you can get Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $4.99. Plus a $1 bonus reward if you're an AutoZone Rewards member. Not a member? We can sign you up fast right here in store or on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Stocks posting strong gains. The Dow Industrials up 237 at 30,960. The NASDAQ is up 58. The S&P 500 up 20. The Justice Department has dropped a discrimination case against Yale University brought by the Trump administration. The lawsuit filed in October charged that Yale discriminated against Asian American and white undergraduate applicants. The Supreme Court has ruled that colleges can receive federal funds and can consider an applicant's race, along with other factors. Mexico is urging auction house Christie's to cancel a planned sale in Paris of more than 30 artifacts dating back to the country's pre-Hispanic era, saying the items are part of the national heritage and should be returned. Christie's plans to auction masks, carved stones, and other figures by Aztec, Mayan, Toltec, and Mixtec cultures on February 9th, with some expected to fetch as much as $1.1 million. That's Your Money Now.
These days, you work at home, school at home, just about everything at home. And thanks to Cremo Company's barber-grade products, you can get the barber-grade experience at home, too. Relieve beard itch and style and soften coarse facial hair with Cremo Beard Care products. Fight razor burn with Cremo Shave Cream. And get the style you want with Cremo's shampoos and styling pomades, pastes, and creams. Create your own Cremo barber-grade experience at home today. Upgrade to barber-grade at major retailers Amazon and CremoCompany.com.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news.
I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
John Granato here for Chastain Ford, the Ford truck experts. If you're looking for a brand new Ford and you have been shopping and comparing dealerships, waste no more time and shop at Chastain Ford, where they value your time. The price you see online is the price you get when you arrive at Chastain Ford. There's no dealer add-on like paint, seal, fabric seal, window etching, nitrogen, and the tires. Customers get to other dealers, and that price they thought was so reasonable just went up about $3,000. Chastain Ford puts its lowest price on every vehicle. You get the best price without the hassle. ChastainFord.com, Houston's best kept secret.
I'm in love with the core.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'll talk a little Astros baseball. Carlos Correa was ranked 7th on Major League Baseball's top 10 shortstops list. 7th. He was 6th on the list coming into last season, but he hit 264, 326, and 383. His OPS was 709, which was below league average last year. This is why this whole max $25 million guy, I'm just not seeing it. First was Story, Trevor Story, Fernando Tatis, Xander Bogarts, Lindor, Turner, Seager. So
do you agree with the list?
And here are the free agents next year: Correa, Trevor Story, Francisco Lindor, Corey Seager, and Javi Baez. Do I agree with the list?
With the ranking, yes.
You know, I like Carlos a lot, but there's not going to be this huge market for him. There's just not when these guys are all coming out. Fernando Tatis Jr.? Are you kidding me? Trevor Story, Lindor, Seager. Seager is maybe the most talented of them all.
Tatis Jr. is going to be a free agent?
Huh?
You mean that's part of the ranking. He's not going to be a free agent.
No, he's not going to be a free agent. Okay. No. Correa, Trevor Story, Lindor, Seager, and Baez.
And you think they all would make more than Carlos on the open market?
Oh, I don't know that, but I can certainly see teams wanting. I mean, his numbers are not great.
No.
And by the way, again, George Springer got $25 million a year. George was a $22 million arbitration guy. When you go from 22 to 25, you don't go from 12 normally in arbitration to 25.
So you think there's a chance, unless he has this MVP-type year,
yeah,
that he's making under 20. That'll be his offer.
Stay healthy, and he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to hit over the regular season. Now, his postseason numbers were unbelievable.
Let's say he doesn't get the 2017 year, which is the all-star year, the trash can year. Let's say he gives us a 2019 year where, you know, he only played 75 games. So you want that to obviously increase for his value. But he hit 21 home runs in 75 games, hit .279. Whatever you extrapolate that to over 162 or 150, however many he'll play with off days and maybe a nick or bruise here. You think that year, 2019, is a year that gets him 20 plus? If he plays a full year, hits around .280, OPS at .926, is that the year that gets him 20 plus?
OPS .926 is helpful. And again, that's less than Lance Berkman's career OPS.
Money is different.
Money is different. But don't forget, there's a bunch of shortstops out there now.
Yeah, I didn't want to use his best year because that then of course he's getting it, he was 24 years old, 2019. He had a good year. Injuries shortened the amount of time he could play. If he does that over 150 games, then the Astros are going to have to shell out to keep him. But if we get the Carlos that's been injury prone, and
if Carlos hits 20, he did really, really well. If he hits 20 a year, $20 million a year, he did really well for himself. This $25 million thing, I don't see it. I just don't. And especially in a glut, in a market that's glutted with shortstops, and good, and really the position is solid, really, really good right now. This is almost like, I mean, he didn't win the Gold Glove last year. I think part of it might have been the Astros scandal and everything else. And
did any Astros win any awards?
Yeah, we had. Well, no, we had a finalist for Rookie of the Year.
And he didn't win. Didn't Yordan win?
Yeah, Yordan won. Yordan won.
Yeah.
Yordan won. And then we had one of our... Didn't we have a pitcher that was a... was in somewhere, too?
I'd have to look.
Yeah, I'd have to look, too, as far as the awards go. If I'm his agent, I'm going to go. If the Astros offer 20 right now,
take it.
Yeah. 620, I'm going to take it. Take your $120 million. It's awesome, Carlos. You're here. You're loved here. And, you know, you don't have to go somewhere where, I mean, you've won here. You've been part of something special here. You still got Altuve here, Bregman here. I mean, I'm telling you, it might be less than 20.
If he takes his cues from the NBA and now the NFL, not as far as wanting out, but if he goes 60 over 3, he wants a short-term deal because he wants to be back on the open market. Would the Astros do that?
I don't know.
Because they're probably overpaying at 20 right now, and now he's still only signing for a short-term.
Yeah, if I'm going to give you 20, I'm telling you, if I'm going to give you 20, I want more years.
Yeah, so,
although you may be protecting yourself because Carlos, if he signs a long-term deal and gets hurt every year, I mean, you're screwing yourself.
If you're Carlos and there's got to be a certain amount of belief in yourself, you want to be realistic. If you can get a short-term deal, as long as you like the money, why would you sign a long-term deal?
Right. Well, you're betting on yourself. Yeah. Suppose he gets hurt every year.
Some guys decide I'm going to bet on myself. Some guys say I'm gonna be a little more self-aware.
Oh well, how about I want that 120 though? And that, now I'm, I, you know what? I think guys look at, well, I gotta have a $300 million. Really, 120 million is not enough for you, really, to hit a baseball.
I don't think it's that so much. I do think they don't like the thought of leaving money on the table, yeah, right. even though they're aware that this it's generational wealth no matter what, and they're never going to be able to spend it. It's going to be passed down over and over again. I think it's the idea of, if I can make 25, why would I allow them to pay me 20?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a respect thing.
Yeah, you want to be that one of the highest paid players. That guy's making that over there? Yeah. Right. And I'm a better player. Yeah, all that stuff. It'll be an interesting dynamic, and speaking of all of that, that stuff, there's not real labor strife, but it looks like we're going to start the season on time. No extended playoffs, correct? No universal DH, is that still on the table?
No universal DH.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Carlos gets, I do think it's a game of, I don't know if it's checkers or Chinese checkers, as you say, or chess, as far as these two sides who want to get a deal done, figuring out how they get it done.
The Astros truck left for spring training this morning.
Taking all the equipment.
The equipment truck is on its way to Florida. So, I guess if they can't come to terms on, we're just going to play baseball. We're going to have 162 games and let's go. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be an expanded playoffs. And we're just going to have a regular season like we have had before, because the players can't come to terms on a 154-game season that starts later, that would help out the cause for everybody. But the players can't agree to it because they can't agree to anything with the owners.
Yeah, we saw.
If the owners want it, the players don't.
Is that immediately, what are they trying to get
over? It doesn't matter what they want.
Yes, so what are they trying to get over on us? Yeah. No, you can't have that.
No.
Yeah.
Not without you giving us something.
Yeah.
That's, oh my gosh, baseball. And then there's a story here about, I don't mind this if you want to know the truth. The Astros bullpen right now, Pedro Baez, newly signed, good, solid pitcher, not a strikeout guy, but he did have two saves. He was 2-for-2 in save situations last year with the Dodgers. I don't know that he'll be the closer, but you can use him in a pinch. Enoli Paredes. Ryan Pressly, hopefully he'll be better. Hopefully that knee won't be balky and he can be back, get back to Pressly. Brooks Raley, okay. Andre Scrub, he showed a lot last year. Joe Smith, Ryan Stanek, who you just picked up, and Blake Taylor. You know what? I don't mind this bullpen.
Let's say high leverage, your starter gives you 6 1/3. You need to, what is that? 7, 8, 9. You need 11 outs. Who are the guys you go to get you 11 outs and win a playoff game right now? If you're looking at that bullpen,
Paredes. I liked a lot of what I saw to Blake Taylor and Scrub last year, and Baez.
In that order, and then you get to
probably Baez second.
Okay,
but it depends on if Paredes has got his control.
Okay,
yeah. That's obviously a big thing. If there's nobody on, Paredes, because he's got such a live arm. And then Baez, because of his, you know, his experience. And then it's Taylor or Scrub.
And for the love of whoever you pray to, can we understand that one inning for Josh James, he doesn't get to get to the second inning?
Yeah, I don't even see his name on the list.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's still on the roster.
Yeah, right.
So
if he is,
and if you still have some weird need to go to him, he doesn't come out for a second inning.
Please.
Have we figured that out?
Please.
Has that
Papa Dusty, please.
Oh, and I'm blanking on the name. I can't believe I'm forgetting the guy's name. Pitching coach. Forgetting his name.
Oh, Brett Strom.
Yeah. Hey, you guys haven't figured this out yet? One inning or an out, but he doesn't come back out. Either way, he doesn't get to sit and come back out.
No. I'm okay with the rotation. I think it's going to be fine. I think Valdez is your starter. Urquidy, Greinke, McCullers, Javier.
And whatever magical rub Greinke thinks he's going to put on his arm to pitch this year.
Right. Right. But you know what? He's your third or fourth starter. I don't mind.
Did I say? Who did I say? I said Greinke?
Greinke.
I meant Verlander. Whatever.
Oh, Verlander.
Whatever magical balm he thinks is in the offing.
If I'm tell the truth, if they can get his insurance money instead of him pitching, I think they'd prefer that. If you want to know the truth. No, I'm going to pitch the last week of the season. What?
I don't,
no.
We don't want that.
No. No, sit. No, we don't need you. We're good. 1029 ESPN 97.5.
You know what's up next, John?
Oh.
No, that's different.
Oh. Throw Shade Thursday? You know who said he was calling in? Raul from Cobos.
Well, you were a little disrespectful.
Not disrespectful.
That man is trying to run a business. You're telling him not to promote because you're hungry?
Don't be sending me that. Hunger trap.
He didn't send it to you.
Yeah, he did.
He's got followers everywhere. He's trying to promote his business. It's not a hunger trap.
Isn't that like a thirst trap only with food?
It's true, but you just told that man, hey, don't do it anymore. He's got a business to run.
Tell that man to not be sending me that stuff.
Oh, you can mute Raul if you'd like.
It's Throw Shade Thursday. Who wronged you? Who did you do something that you need to throw shade at yourself? Did your wife do something? Did she not wash your jeans correctly or sleep with your brother? One of those did
two extremes.
Well, but if you need to throw shade at her, then this is the time. Or your favorite football team or baseball or whatever team, what they do to you. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey everybody, summer will be here before you know it, and you need that outdoor patio, that pool, that kitchen outside. We had ours built by Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and it couldn't have been better. We used it all the time. You need to improve your backyard. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. But not only that, any countertops that you need, any room that you need, big, big work done. It's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I get those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sponsored by Labyrinth Labs.
Men, when it comes to true virility, you want bigger, firmer, faster. Well, your wish has come true. Finally, from the makers of Maxiderm, the name that's defined instant male enhancement for over two decades, comes the next generation in male virility and performance. An all-natural red pill that works on demand. No more waiting or wondering about those little blue pills. The Maxiderm red pill provides pure virility and performance. Results you can count on fast. Even your partner will notice a big difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills. Maxiderm just released a nationwide free trial of this new on-demand male enhancement pill. Call now to secure your bottle of Maxiderm's powerful red pills before some other guy gets yours.
Get the red. Call 1-800-886-2706 now to experience male enhancement on demand. That's 1-800-886-2706 for your free trial of the new Maxiderm pill. Hurry, free trials are limited. Call 1-800-886-2706.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. It's 1033 ESPN 97.5. 713, it's time to throw some shade. What did she do or he do or whomever do to you? Maybe even a radio host did something to you. Maybe somehow embarrassed you in any way, shape, or form, or won't take your calls, or whatever the case may be. No, you can't call in. Oh, you, Mike. Sorry. Whatever the case may be, 713-780-3776. It's that time of the week. where we throw shade at whoever needs shade. Dell, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. 713-780-3776. We got to throw some, make this an historic day. An historic day, because there's plenty of shade out there this week for people who need it. Underrated Mess is going to start us off. What do you say, Underrated Mess?
Yo, good morning, fellas. I'm going to throw some shade at Lance's trash-ass draft. I didn't see him have any proposed trades for the Texans in the first round.
Make some shade.
Lance, your trash-ass draft just got lit up because you had no Texans trades in there.
Two things. Number one, Joel's already going after me because of how I'm parking now. My parking is
Wait,
not
are you
an
throwing
issue.
Shade at Joel now?
No,
yeah,
no.
This is Throw Shade Thursday.
No, I'm not going to throw shade at him. I'm classy. But I just want you to know that Nina's out there, our intern answering. She goes, okay, all right. And so this is, you want to, you're going to air your grievances? Yeah. Oh, yeah, throw shade. Okay.
I used the phrase air the grievances when I was explaining the game to
you. Oh, okay. Because Nina goes, are you going to air your grievances?
Yeah, I didn't.
Is that what we're calling us now?
Yeah, air your grievance Thursday.
Joel's taking it literally. He's airing his grievances against my parking.
I was trying to explain.
I've got this all cleaned up nice and
now you just touched it now and you got it all. Now it's no longer disinfected. Okay. I'm sure. I would like Joel to come in here at some day and throw shade at Lance.
He's throwing shade at him after the show every day.
Every day he does get shade every day. He
do
does.
It during the segment.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, you got your mask. And now he's putting his mask on now. So Joel won't be in his kitchen. So Joel won't get in his kitchen.
So Lance is a bad Parker too, huh?
He's a bad Parker on top of everything else.
We got to get the caller.
Why are you selfishly parking?
You know, I saw Lance this morning. I was walking.
All right.
He couldn't get his car radio to turn off.
He couldn't get his car radio to turn off this morning?
Yeah, he couldn't turn it off.
You turn the car off.
That's what happens for me.
I don't know. All right. La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rahizi, Delvincito.
Delvincito! Para tres,
gentlemen. Good morning. I want to give a special shout out to my boy Cobos Q's. Raul, this one's for you, homie. You already know how it goes. Two shades. One, Mr. Lance Zerline's mock draft. That looks like it's like comparing Steve Smith to Sully whenever he told him, hey, man, your eyesight's like Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles. Horrible mock draft. And my second shade is to my boy, Johnny G. I love you, Johnny G, but this was from Cobo Q's. Man, he said, how come you never go visit him, man? He got his meat ready for your mouth, baby. Just go visit. You always go to Florida, Missouri. You can drive all the way 3 hours out, but you can't do a little drive to Atascocita? Shade throw, baby.
Make some shade.
Can't refute it.
Yeah, he's got his meat ready for your mouth. Get out there, John. What an enticing thought.
He's got his meat ready for my mouth?
That's what he said.
Okay. But what you know what my dad always said? Why buy the cow when the milk's so cheap?
What are you saying?
Cobos is coming here next week, he said.
Well, yeah, you shamed him into
I shamed him into
here,
coming next
so
week.
You don't have to drive out there.
Lazy J, what up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? RIP Raheel. Damn. Hey, buddy. Got that question for you. Hey, you think LeBron started us off right by getting that white girl kicked out of the game, starting Black History Month off right?
It is an underplayed topic that Black History Month kind of kicked off LeBron getting a Karen thrown out of a game. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it.
Like that. Gotcha. My quick save this week is going to be to Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son. He has some shoes coming out on December 10th. And he's backdooring all his pairs. There's only 12,000 pairs. There's a lot of them here in Houston that are fake. They don't have blue laces. They didn't come from Reggie, from Memphis. That's fake. I seen Carlos Correa with them on. You know, he's doing a lot of Twitch right now. He's buying a lot of shoes. I mean, I don't see him practicing baseball, so I don't think he's going to get that big contract coming up, man.
I'm throwing some.
You guys don't know, Lazy J is a guy who sells shoes. Part of his living is doing that, so he would know.
As I know, as I can tell you this, I know for a fact Lazy J is not inaccurate. Carlos is a big shoe enthusiast now. And my buddy takes him over to a place that sells shoes. Carlos likes nice gym shoes.
Well, I hope he's got the right.
Well, he's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
I didn't worry about him.
I mean, you know, he can always have more.
Oh, no, obviously.
And you want the right pair.
That's
so,
right.
So hopefully that gets worked out with Marcus.
No, Carlos is a shoe enthusiast.
He's a sneakerhead?
Yeah, he is. He is. And he loves MMA. Loves it.
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate the slander. I think we talked about it. Like, he predicted the fight, one of the big fights that happened. And he goes, oh, I'm a casual, huh?
Uh-huh.
I picked the round and the winner. So he's all in.
No, he's all. He loves it. Let's go. 713-780-3776. More shade to be thrown. 713-780-3776. Tony, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, Tom?
Good. I need to make some shade. So I would like to throw shade against the PGA people and all the hosts on the sporting shows that are talking crap about Patrick Reed. He's a full contact golf player. Okay, get used to it. He did it in the Ryder Cup when he shook his finger back at Rory. He beat Rory again. He's going to just win and just get out of his way. So shut up and just enjoy the ride. Enjoy a player that's got the emotion and the guts that he has, and that will just win, and that's the deal. So, shade thrown.
Make some shade.
There it is.
Is he a popular golfer, Patrick Reed?
He is a name. He is a name golfer.
Is
yes.
Is he well liked?
No.
Well, I'm talking about by fans, not even.
Oh, by fans? Yet. I don't think so. I think he's a villain. He's a villain type. Hmm. Yeah.
Does golf have many villains? Has it had many villains? Like guys who are legit disliked but are good at what they do.
Yes, Ian Poulter, the Ryder Cup guys.
Well, I get that. That's a nationalistic thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that and Ian Poulter, I think every time I look at him, I think of that, and I'm not a fan of Ian Poulter because of his Ian Poulterness.
Okay.
But yeah, Patrick Reed is Patrick catches a bunch. When there's crowds out there, Patrick catches his share. Hmm. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Jacob is next. What say, Jacob?
I want to throw some shade at whoever the hell designed the Rockets uniforms. I know they're the same design now, but I don't know if you noticed last night, and I don't know if this is just last night or before, we have Jordan logos in our uniforms, and I can't remember the last time Michael Jordan owned the Rockets, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Make some shade.
I don't want to refute, but I'll explain why they do have Jordan jerseys. A particular version of all NBA jerseys, I forgot what the name is, statement, icon, whatever it's called, will have Jordan jerseys. We'll have the Jordan logo on them. All the jerseys for that particular version have them. I forgot what it's called. Because now the NBA, when they went away from home and away, have named the jerseys and you get to pick and choose. So it's not a Rocket thing. That's an NBA league-wide thing. All those particular types of jerseys will have a Jordan brand logo.
Well, my thing more than that is, when the hell did they turn into a blue team?
Oh, with the new jerseys?
Yeah.
Did they explain why they did it? No, it can't be an Oilers thing, is it?
Well, no, it's a, I don't think it is, but it's good for them because it's another jersey that I got to buy.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to get me a blue Houston jersey because what's all I got is red or yellow or whatever they had before. But or red or white, and then obviously black the yellow in there, too. And then the black one too. Now I got to get the blue one. I mean, it's a good move. It's a solid business move.
You don't like it. You don't like your team being a light blue team.
No, actually, I like it better than red. I just don't know when it happened. If they change team colors now?
No, it's like the Heat have the multi-perp color now. They've been a vice jersey team because it fits the Miami style, but now they have all the colors in one jersey. I think that's just what it is. I don't know what they call that. Maybe it's a city jersey. I think that jersey is a city jersey. It's called the NBA statement jersey for Jacob. So every NBA team, when they wear their statement edition uniform, will have the Jordan brand logo on it. It's just an NBA thing.
It's a statement thing.
Yes.
And every team has
it. Every team has that jersey. Every team has a Jordan brand logo on it. That's right. What it is.
If I'm the Knicks, I ain't wearing it.
I mean, yeah, there are certain teams who have been tortured by him. The Cavs, I'd be like,
right.
We got
I gotta wear Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That money.
Yeah. All right. That's throw shade. You were weak today. I mean, you brought that weak shade today.
Like Eric Wong was calling in all the time.
I mean, Eric Wong didn't call in because he's
got that weak D.
Whoa. You gotta stop saying that about Eric Wong.
What? Weak disposition. What's your problem?
Wow. That seems like it's aggressive.
It is. It's on purpose.
That weak D you keep talking about.
Yes, when I say that about one person. I'm being very aggressive about one person. You're right.
Ooh, that's just Eric. Eric is a good, great listener.
Is he?
Yeah. 1045 ESPN 97.5 News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't come anywhere.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
It's an ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Beaumont Roadshow happening this Friday at 500 Golf on College Street in Beaumont. Josh Ennis will be live from 2 to 4 and the Blitz from 4 to 7. Enjoy Miller Lite and Coors Light specials all day this Friday at 500 Golf in Beaumont.
Business owners and project managers, when it comes to your buildings and their roofing systems, let Fitz Roofing bid on your next commercial roofing project. Fitz Roofing is a professional commercial roofer you can trust. Learn more at FitzRoofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z Roofing.com.
This is Harold Gunn with Texas Outdoor News, and I have a special offer for listeners. Hybrid Light fills your lighting needs from flashlights to work lights to lanterns and more. These remarkable products charge from any light source or a USB cord, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge all of your mobile devices. Get 20% off their entire product line with free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, enter discount code ESPN20. 20% off at hybridlight.com.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler from The Blitz, and does quarantine have you pulling your hair out? We'll put it back. That's what Dr. Linville does, and if you go to 975hair.com, you can find out all about it. He extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. It's your own hair, and it looks fantastic. And guess what? He just wants to help people like you, like me, and even himself. He had the procedure done as well, and his hair looks fantastic. Get your virtual consultation today at 975hair.com, and it's free for ESPN listeners.
Guys, still looking for a great Valentine gift for your special someone? Then give her the gift of comfort and relaxation this year with Tempting Touch Pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram.com. Tempting Touch Pajamas will keep her warm and cozy from head to toe while complimenting her every curve. They're made with micro velvet, a new fabric that's silky smooth and addictively soft. They're irresistible to wear and beg to be touched. She'll slip these on after a long day and start melting away her stress. You'll love them too. Check them out at pajamagram.com. Best of all, every pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get her Tempting Touch Pajamas and your free gift packaging today. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com.
Uh-huh. Bounce with it, huh? Let it bump, though.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back. News of the Weird time for you here on ESPN 92.5. I don't know if this is weird or what, but Del, the head of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee on Wednesday went all in on women on the board. Apparently, they have 7 women on the Olympic Committee board. Here's what he had to say, and I'm quoting. The Education Ministry, oh, his name, by the way, is Yoshido Mori. He said this. The Education Ministry has been very insistent about choosing female directors, but a board meeting with plenty of women will make it drag on. Women have a strong sense of rivalry. If one female member raises her hand to speak, all the others feel the need to speak too. Everyone ends up saying something. Somebody told me that if we increase the number of women on the board, we have to also restrict their speaking time to an extent. Otherwise, they'll never stop, which is problematic. Del?
Are you, though?
What do you think about... Oh,
well, what I think you should Morty's stop doing coming. That. But as far as what he is saying, you know, I don't know if it's a generational disconnect, but I it was never taught to me, but I've kind of figured out never say all women, never generalize, never say all women are like this. It's an immediate trigger for an apology later.
Well, my initial inclination is to ask, you know, what do they look like?
What does that have to do with whether the meeting goes longer or not? Does that mean you'd rather be in a longer meeting if the women are attractive?
If they're talking a lot.
What?
Depends. It depends.
It's easier to take, you're saying, if they're attractive? No one can
say. I didn't say that. You did.
I asked you a question.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying is all I'm saying.
All I am saying is don't ever say all women do this.
Well, all seven women on his board, apparently. That's not all women.
What, read what he said again.
Okay. The education ministry has been very assistive. But a board meeting with plenty of women will make it drag on. He has plenty of women.
He
didn't say all women.
But he wasn't specific to the women in the meeting. He said a board meeting with plenty of women. That's a generalization.
Women have a strong sense of rivalry.
See, not seven women, women.
These women.
No, he didn't say that.
We don't know. We didn't translate this.
First rule.
If one female member raises her hand to speak, all the others feel the need to speak too.
First rule.
This is his experience with these women, Del.
He said women, not these women. Don't ever, if you don't want an apology to come later, say all women, these women, or women.
Hmm.
No generalizations. It's the easiest thing to remember. Like I could say, she is this. I wouldn't say women are this.
Well, because
I'm asking for trouble.
These women.
No, he didn't say these.
They seem to talk
women.
A lot. All right. Pipe down.
Hey, I got a 2:30 lunch. Pick this up. Stop talking.
Lowe's. How about this, Del? I got a great Valentine's night for you. Lowe's in the home improvement company, the home improvement store, inviting couples to spend Valentine's Day in stores for a night of romance.
That's so lame.
It is.
What do you do in this store?
I guess you get to sleep there. Even a kickoff with a toast followed by light bites paired with the paint menu. They'll be guided to a paint zone complete with splash painting supplies and a black canvas.
So you just get to hang
out. And you get to take your art home.
And paint with your significant other?
I guess. That doesn't sound
like
it. Let's
see how that's going to go over well with anyone.
That doesn't seem like a great... I don't know.
Low man.
Ace Hardware had a problem in Phoenix. Apparently someone was trying to shoplift. Well, one of the customers stopped the shoplift by pulling out a gun and shooting an employee.
Oof.
Yeah.
Did the customer miss the target? And that why the employee got shot? Did he think, I need to cause a distraction to stop this robbery?
Aiming at an alleged shoplifter, shot an employee.
Let's go back to the Tokyo Olympic board member.
Should women have a gun?
When women have guns and try to stop robberies, mm-hmm. they will shoot the employee and not the actual assailant.
100% of the time at this Ace Hardware store.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
On that particular day, yes.
Yes.
100% of the time.
100% of the time, women are bad shots.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's did the employee die or we don't know that?
I don't think so.
Thankful. Well, that's good, at least.
How about speaking of stealing, what about a man who stole fried chicken and waffles? Well, at first he was denied access because he didn't have a mask on, so he came back with a gun, and he held him at gunpoint and said, give me my chicken and waffles.
So the logic here is to not put on a mask that might have cost you $2 to buy.
Right.
It's to commit armed robbery.
And then go to prison.
Because you... Yeah. Like I said yesterday, a lot of this stuff is about people being stupid.
Yep. Speaking of being stupid, how about a McDonald's customer called police? You know why?
Why?
She missed breakfast due to long drive-through lines. Hmm.
So who did she want to get arrested or to have to who did she want to have the problem with the police? The people in the line or the McDonald's?
Well, apparently by the time she got to the window, breakfast was over.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the gamble you take.
So she called the police.
I would actually call the police on Whataburger for their shake machine. It's too temperamental.
Yeah.
You never know. I don't get shakes all the time, but I would say one out of every three times I try to get one, it doesn't work.
Right.
Oh, sorry. How does that work? Because I know you're...
Did you call police about it?
No, I didn't.
That should be your next move.
Okay. Because I know your fry... The place you cook your burgers on, you can't pull that. It doesn't work. The shake machine is part of your menu.
Doesn't work.
It's ridiculous.
Italian mafia is none too pleased. Apparently, they're asking ambulance drivers to stop using their sirens because they're disturbing the drug dealers. The drug dealers think it's the police, and they run instead of finishing their drug deal.
You know, talking about noise, yesterday I felt the oldest I've ever felt. Like the neighbor kids who are always a pain in the ass anyway, like, and their friends are pains in the ass. These are the same kids you could hear out the window saying the N-word while playing basketball. So I'm already a little annoyed with them all the time. It's the first time I was like, I'm getting old, because they're playing music in their car. Like, they're just sitting there for 30 minutes playing it as loud as, like, I can hear the lyrics of the song, not just the beat, what the guy is saying. And I'm like, get out of my neighborhood. What are you guys doing? I get it.
Are you get off my lawn guy now?
No.
How old are you?
2 to 3 minutes of that, I'm like, okay, they're waiting for the ride to get done. It was 30 minutes of the car just.
How old are you now?
You can hear the beat. 30 minutes.
You are. Get off my lawn,
I told you, I felt the oldest of ever. I didn't go out there and yell, but I'm like, it's 30 minutes of it.
You're dead now.
Look, it wasn't.
You got to go see Rick.
It wasn't even about the music being loud. I felt like they were disrespecting me.
No.
It's disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
Paul George.
You're right. You're in front of my.
Old man Paul George just showed up.
You're in front of my house. Like I said, you're there for 5 minutes waiting to get everyone.
You go out there and give them the what for?
Nah, I was like, I'm not that nuts.
Give them a fresh one.
I'm not there yet, but I felt disrespected, John. Get out of here. You can't play that for 30 minutes.
You're so old.
No, like I said, it wasn't about the music. It wasn't about how loud it was, really. I just felt disrespected.
Go see Dr. Rick, all right, and fix this.
Screw Dr. Rick. It was disrespectful, John.
We're done. Press Box is next. Don't go anywhere.